Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
And once again, folks, thanks for being here, and I appreciate you tuning in live tonight. This is Zuma's Health Education Call, and I appreciate you being part of tonight's call. This is a call that we do, as many of you know, the first and third Thursday of every single month, and it's designed to give you some information, some education, and hopefully maybe at times some inspiration to enjoy more health abundance in your life. And our goal is always simple, and that is that you not just share this information with yourself, but you share it with other people. And that's, of course, why we record these calls. So I hope you'll do that now with the information that we're sharing with you tonight. So, guys, I want to say that, you know, tonight I get to spend some time with a gentleman who's a good friend of mine. In fact, he and I have spent many, many years together, both in person and on these calls and in great conversations about all kinds of things, including Zuma's health and wellness products, and we're certainly going to talk more about that tonight. This gentleman is a doctor of chiropractic, has been very successful in that for many, many years, decades, in fact, in the great state of Delaware. He's also very successful, an accomplished businessman and a pretty sharp martial artist, which is why I don't mess with him too much when we're in person. But I'm always excited when he's got some time to spend with us on this call. And I'm, of course, talking about Dr. Michael Trulia, known around here as Dr. T. So, Dr. T, are you with me?
I am, brother. Man, how are you this evening?
Terrific. Always glad to have you on the call, my friend. And, you know, tonight's got a got an interesting draw to it, because I'll start off tonight's call by saying this. The great thing about the internet is chock full of information on just about anything you want to know about. In fact, literally earlier tonight, I was on the internet trying to figure out why my wife's dryer isn't working properly. And man, I was amazed at how much information I could find out as to why her dryer is not working like it should. But as you can imagine, even in that, I'm seeing conflicting videos and advice. And it's funny, when it comes to nutrition and health and wellness, gosh, there's so much out there, but yet so many things almost contradict each other. You know, and the funny one I always joke about, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Dr. T, it seems like every week there's a new article that comes out either saying why coffee's good or coffee's bad, or why caffeine's good or caffeine's bad. Just depends on the week, right?
Yep, or eggs.
Yeah, eggs, yeah, who knows, right? So what's interesting is some of this stuff, though, that is all over the internet that gets a little confusing at times for people, applies to us and applies to maybe some of our products. So I know you've got some personal thoughts you wanted to share in that department. So with that, my friend, I will turn the call over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting. Ken and I, you know, fortunately have been blessed that we get to speak back and forth a lot of times, and just picking his brain has been like an amazing process. But I want to just back up just a moment and talk to you all about products. You know, you hear about nutritional products all the time, and sometimes you wonder, like, how do these things come about? Well, just to show you, the normal rule of thumb in a product is that, okay, is there a need? Is there a need for whatever it is, for whatever it is they're trying to promote? And then they do a little research inside, and then what happens is the scientific world gets together and they try to formulate, is this a good thing? Then after that happens, it's then released, you know, to many different scientists, sometimes for peer review and that kind of thing. And then it starts hitting like the doctor level, like my level. So by the time it gets to me, it's almost like sometimes if you're invested in stocks, you think you've got the latest, greatest thing. But the reality is all the big dogs have been out there for a long time. They've chased it. They've searched it. They've researched it. They've already invested money. And that wave is probably moving away from you by the time we small investors invest in it. And a lot of times nutrition is the same way. There are things that are out there and been promoted for a while, and then they sort of play it with the docs. And just to give you an example, I don't know, Ken, if you remember this, but several years ago, just to show Ken what I'm bombarded with every day, in just 1 week, I cut out certain amount of journals that I had. I can't remember now, 5 or 10 journals, how many articles and then how many letters I received in the mail that I receive monthly. It's unbelievable that we're inundated with nutritional information and trying to have us sell whatever product that is. And that's the amazing, to me, grace of God, is how I got together with Zuma. Because out of all the possibilities that we're bombarded with, Zuma has time and time and time again risen to the top. And I want to give you an example of that. There's a new push now, and I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, new push now. And the question is alkaline water, because we've heard about alkaline water for quite a while, and you know, certainly we, our company Zuma, has been on the cutting edge and promoting that, and it's been one of my top promoters, is my top promoter in my office and through these calls for all the years I've been working with Zuma. So all of a sudden I get this article that I had to laugh about, and it said, is alkaline water still the cutting edge and is it what we should use? And what about hydrogen water? And so I started looking that up and looking at some information. And so now they're getting it through the doctors again, people like me, to get us excited about it, then to begin to talk to our patients. And so I did a little research on that, and hydrogen water is very, very good. And what does it do? Well, it helps to increase energy, reduce inflammation, reduces recovery times after workouts. As a matter of fact, there was an actual study done of they took 10 soccer players, showed that drinking hydrogen water may reduce even muscle fatigue and muscle function declined caused by exercising. Certainly more research is needed, but hydrogen water also contains some antioxidants. So I gave Dr. Marsh a call about this, and we got discussing it, and I'm so excited about the other new things that Zuma is hitting the street with soon. Some of these things I've been looking for and I've been pushing for quite a while. Ken knows that I've been a heavy proponent of calcium and magnesium. And so I'm excited about this, because what happens with many of us is that we don't realize that most of the nutrients we are taking are water soluble. That's why some people aren't getting the results we want to get, because we load up in the morning, many of us do, and then we wonder why we're getting a little burnout in afternoon or definitely early evening, or even things like spasms and Charlie horses and leg cramps and so forth and so on. So I'm very excited to hear that we're starting to move some nutrients in a direction. And again, Ken, I'm trying to be very vague about this, and I'm going to let you come on in a second, because I want you to fill in the gaps of what you want to talk about now. But I'm very excited about the nutrient level, because I get it all the time. And when I have my patients in my office tell me, you know, Dr. T, at the end of my workout, I started getting some muscle twitches or some spasms or Charlie horses or leg cramps. Or what I'll hear is, you know, at nighttime after dinner, I will get that. Or in the middle of the night, my foot will cramp, my legs will cramp. And so one of the problems is, again, because these vitamins, many of them that we're taking, are indeed water soluble, you either urinate them out throughout the day or you're sweating them out with this heavy heat. We just broke another heat record today here in Delaware. It was over 97. It was showing 100 on my car when I left the office. So we've had some intensely hot heat. So even if you're inside, you're still dehydrating. So the alkaline water has been on the edge and has been a very powerful thing. But one of the problems, of course, late in the evening, it's hard to drink that much water without having to pee throughout the night. So let's back up a little bit here in my conversation. Let's talk about, so which is better, hydrogen water or alkaline water? So Dr. Marsh, I'm going to turn this over to you for a little bit here and let you fill in some of these gaps I'm talking about, because as Ken and I started researching and having this controversy about some of the things that X2O, that all the way back when X2O was formulated and people like Dr. Marsh in on the cutting edge of how to make all of our products better, and I just can't hardly contain myself. I know I keep coming back to it, but I'm so excited about some of these newer things that are changing. And just one more piece, because I know I'm throwing out a lot of little pieces here, but our gut health formula, for those of you who are either not on it or haven't tried it yet, I'm telling you, our Zion 365, you talk about a powerful drink. I just stumbled across this for myself. I don't know how much Zuma has promoted it, but I use it a lot of times as part of my lunch and a lunch drink when I come back. And so I haven't eaten for 4, 6, and sometimes 12 hours, and I will put it in water, my X2O water, in ice, and mix 10 to 12 ounces of my X2O with that. What a refreshing. Keep it stirred up. You know, you may want to blend it, but I just use a spoon. Stir it up, and yes, it'll settle a little bit, but I keep a spoon and keep continuing to stir it. What a refreshing, powerful drink, and powerful for the gut. It has just helped my digestive system massively, along with the probiotics, you know, at nighttime. So I take that at nighttime, and I take the Zion 365. I take it at least 3 to 5 days a week. So I'm not saying you have to take it all the time, but I am saying if you know people and there are this IBF problem is just universal, and I think it's because it's all of the processed foods we eat. It's almost impossible today to eat a diet that's purely good because of the soil that things are raised in. And like I said, trying to have 9 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables a day and then have your body process that. So between cleaning up the gut and adding the right X2O to it, if you don't think we've been on the right track, I want to say one more thing before I bring Dr. Martian on this. There is a magazine, if you've never seen it or heard of it, it's called the Rob Report, R-O-B-B, Rob Report. I've gotten it for years because, for me, it's just a major dream magazine. For those of you who are not familiar with it, I mean, they have cars in there that start at $1 million and go up. They have, you know, jets and yachts that are $100 million. I mean, it's that kind of magazine. I say all that not to impress you, but to impress upon you, these people research and search out the higher-end things and what's working and what's not. And this month's journal, it's kind of fascinating because it speaks of, it has a whole article on this new resort that has been built in the Mediterranean. And what they're doing is, and it shows this seesaw and this little comic picture of a gut, somebody's gut, on one side of a seesaw. And interestingly enough, on the other side is the brain. And how they are looking at the power of the gut and how they're changing what we speak about, the microbiome of the gut, and trying to change that and trying to affect, and they are affecting, mental thought. So here we have spoken about how great the gut is, and we need to be able to process the foods we have. But now there's major doctors of all kinds, medical doctors, nutritional doctors, osteopathy, DCs, doctors of chiropractic, all wellness and medicine people that are on this island that people can come to. Now, I highly recommend you use our products because that place is $6,300 a week to go to. That's before you get there. That's, you know, you still got to get your plane flight and all that. So $6,300 for a week is a little steep for most of us. But my point is what Zuma has been on the cutting edge about and speaking about and talking about and doing, and because we can't always bring everything we do, when I saw this hydrogen article, and speaking of hydrogen alkalinity, which is better, I want to go back to the beginning and have Ken explain to you what X2O is really composed of. So with that, Dr. Marsh, I want to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dr. T. And yeah, that's interesting because, you know, when you and I were talking about that initially and you were saying, hey, check this out. Here's the latest, greatest machine that's promoting hydrogen water. And right. And so for those of you listening in, you may not even be familiar with that, but hydrogen water is something that definitely exists, and it's something that you can create electrostatically with a machine. In fact, you can create alkaline water with a machine. Cool. And so many people have looked at machines to create these super waters, and in theory, they are, real. They're meaning they do what they're supposed to do. If you wanted a machine that can dial the alkalinity up and down on your water, there's a machine that can do that for you. If you wanted a machine that can create hydrogen water, there's a machine that they can sell you that will do that. But I'm going to make an important statement here, and this is what I don't want you to miss, and that is that when we take a machine and we take something as pure and natural as water and we alter it in an electronic fashion like that with a machine like this, we do create things that are measurable, that are scientific, but we also create things that are very temporary, and we also create things that can create confusion or sometimes havoc in the body. And without getting too deep into that topic on tonight's call, I want you to understand that if you have a choice and you can do something that is natural, that is the way as our Creator meant it to be, you know, in your body, on our planet, that's always the best option. Whenever I'm coaching or counseling somebody, I know Dr. T does the same thing, whenever he's coaching and counseling somebody on their personal health, one of the recommendations that he and I will both make to somebody is be sure to consume more foods that are created by God versus than those created by man. Why? Because we know that most of the stuff that we're buying in our grocery stores, box, bottled, canned, jarred, are ultra-processed, often containing many kinds of, additives, preservatives, chemicals, all kinds of stuff that just by nature weren't supposed to be in our body, and our bodies have to figure out what to do with it. So let's go back to the machine that creates hydrogen water. Yes, it'll create hydrogen-rich water, but it does it, again, in a way that's not natural. And when that gets into the body, while it has some benefits from a health perspective, long-term it can have some not-so-great benefits to the body because it alters the way the body's perceiving this hydrogen water. So let me give you a better solution. A lot of people don't know this because this is getting deep into the weeds, so to speak, on the science behind what happens in your water when you add X2O to it. But understand that when you add that little extra mineral packet to your water, you're not just creating very highly alkaline water. You're not just infusing that water with a bunch of beautiful trace, minerals that are, again, like ancient minerals, ancient seabed minerals. We're talking about minerals that have been on this planet for, as best as we can tell, at least 1,000 years. We're putting that into the water. This is pure, good, honest-to-goodness earth stuff, right? But we're also creating in this bottle of water with that X2O sachet, we're creating an incredible amount of what we call antioxidant activity. Well, guess what antioxidant activity comes from? It comes from hydrogen electrons in the water. So when we add that X2O sachet to the water, we're creating an incredible amount of negative hydrogen electrons, which lead to high antioxidant activity in the water and thus when we drink it in the body. And there's a lot of health benefits that come from that. So when Dr. T and I were talking about this recent article that's being, this machine that's being pitched at doctors, this, hydrogen water machine, the marketing out was great. And they were speaking truths about what hydrogen water can do in the body. But what a lot of people don't know, in fact, probably a lot of you listening to my voice right now, even if you've been using X2O for a long period of time, is your X2O sachets create beautiful, rich, negative hydrogen electron infused water, which is exactly what these machines are that they're selling. But it does it in the way that nature and God intended through the use of these beautiful organic trace minerals. So how does that work? Well, it creates a situation where we can actually measure it with something called an oxidation reduction potential meter. We're literally, once you add that X2O sachet into the water and we start to shake it up and agitate it, we're releasing into the water incredible amounts of these negative hydrogen electrons. And in this case, understand that when I say negative hydrogen electrons, that's a good thing. That's what creates the antioxidant activity in the body. That's what creates the health benefit. And because we create that naturally, we're able to measure that through something called oxidation reduction potential. And we can take what is often when you have a bottle of purified water or a source of purified water that you're putting into your bottle, where it has literally a positive ORP. In this case, positive ORP means it doesn't have any antioxidant activity. In fact, it means that it's somewhat dead water. You've heard us talk about this before, where filtered bottled water, while it's purified and it's free from a lot of the debris and chemicals and unwanted things that we would find in today's tap water, it's really dead water. What brings that water to life is the ability to add all these incredible hydrogen electrons into the water, quote unquote, hydrogen water, right? So we're creating this incredible antioxidant activity in the water. And by default, we're not only getting the alkalinity, we're not only getting these incredible trace minerals that the body desperately needs and uses, we're now creating an incredible amount of antioxidant activity. So whenever you see, or should you see, marketing or advertisement out there on the internet talking about hydrogen water or hydrogen water machines, just know you've got it. You've had it. You've always had it simply by adding the X2O sachet into your water each and every day. So yet it's something we hardly ever talk about because it starts to get, like I said, deep into the science of what's going on in your water when you add X2O, but it's powerful and it's beneficial. And it's one of the reasons, by the way, why X2O water generates so many positive testimonies. It goes beyond just the alkalinity and goes just beyond the minerals. That antioxidant activity, that hydrogen-rich water, is really important for a lot of other biochemical processes in the body. So it's, again, amazing. Here we are talking about a God-made product that we're packaging for you at Zuma and making sure that you've got something that's easy, that's portable, that's affordable, that you can take with you wherever you go. But the wisdom in nature that's contained in that mineral packet, especially when you add it to your water, is outstanding. And then the part that Dr. T was kind of alluding to, that he was afraid to let the cat out of the bag, but we're gonna go forward with that, Dr. T, because we already kind of did that. We realize that a lot of you, some of you in fact, may have said, "Hey, Ken, I love X2O water. I just wish I could drink more of it. You know, I know I'm not drinking as much as I should or could." You know, sometimes it's, you know, you just get busy or you're just not in the habit or you're also drinking other beverages that aren't X2O water. And so we found over the years, even though X2O is Zuma's top-selling number one product, we found that a lot of people have confessed to us that they're not drinking as much X2O water as they know they should or they would like to. Or, more importantly, as it gets to the later part of the day like we're in right now, they're saying, "Hey, I just don't like to drink a lot of water in the evening because I just don't want to get up in the middle of the night six times." And so, again, totally understandable, but that means if we're not consuming as much of that X2O water, we're not getting as much minerals. And unless you're supplanting and putting additional minerals into your body through your diet or through other supplementation, you may not be getting enough. And that's the reality, sadly, for a lot of people in our modern-day world is they are mineral deficient. A lot of them don't realize it. They don't know it. But it isn't until something like what you were saying, Dr. T, right? Muscle cramps?
Yep, spasms, Charlie horses.
Yeah, Charlie horses. I mean, you see that a lot in your practice, right? And what's your first thought when you see that, right?
Exactly. You know, I tell them it's either you're dehydrated, you're either poorly alkalined, or you're not getting enough minerals in the cell. One of those three things are the biggies that I hit first.
Yeah, and you see it, I see it. I talk to, you know, enough Zuma members, you know, throughout the years here to know that this is real. That if you're not getting enough of those incredible X2O minerals that are in the sachet because you're just not able to get either enough water or you're just not drinking enough or, you know, you're just super active and you've got a lot of, you know, burning up of those minerals, so to speak, because of your activity levels or, you know, you're out in the heat or you're exercising a lot or whatever your reasons are for your body burning up those minerals, you're using them, right? So the X2O Plus that we just launched and just announced on literally Friday of last week is a way to get you all of those incredible X2O minerals, but in a more abundant fashion where you're consuming them in addition to your X2O water. And we've combined it with vitamin D and vitamin K2, D3 and K2, because those work in tandem and in harmony with those beautiful trace minerals to really make sure that your body starts to get the maximum amount of absorption possible. It's why we added additional magnesium to it as well, so we can get an ideal calcium-magnesium ratio of 2-1. It's a very strong product, and it's one of those products that a lot of people would overlook. because they think, well, I'm good, right? I don't probably have any mineral deficiency. I drink one X2O bottle of water a day or two maybe, but not realizing that maybe that is just not enough minerals that their body needs. I'll give you a great example, and Dr. T, I'm going to let you jump back in after I'm done sharing this story. Over the years, we'll get people who will report to us, hey, I've got, like you were saying, Dr. T, muscle cramps, leg, you know, spasms, those kinds of things at night, in the evening when I'm going to bed. And some people term it as restless leg syndrome. And yes, in almost every single case when I've had somebody come to me like this and say, hey, Ken, I'm drinking the X2O water. I'm not sure I would have thought this would have went away. I'm not sure why I'm still getting this problem. And my first response almost always to them is I said, if you're already doing the X2O water, you're probably not getting enough minerals. Your body is in need of more than the X2O sachets in your water are able to provide you with. So here's what I would recommend you do. Start consuming additional minerals. And for many of you, you've known me to recommend our X2O PM as that mineral source. Well, I can tell you that the X2O PM is just about out of inventory. It's really the X2O Plus, which we're going to do going forward. That is a massive improvement on X2O PM. X2O PM was great. X2O Plus is outstanding when it comes to giving the body additional mineral support. And there's a multitude of reasons. That's a whole different call because we don't have time to get into those details tonight. But let me say this. You yourself don't know most likely if you have a mineral deficiency unless you've got some real obvious signals like muscle cramps as an example. But if you want to put yourself to the test to decide whether or not you need more minerals, the simplest and easiest way to do it is to pick up a bottle or two of that X2O Plus, start using it on a daily, weekly basis, and tune into your body and notice if something is different. Notice if something is improved. Sometimes we don't realize some of the deficiencies in our body until we add the things that we're deficient in this case minerals, and we suddenly notice our body starts to perform better. We start to feel better. And maybe some of the challenges that we face, such as muscle cramps, are no longer an issue for us. But it's hard to determine that unless you go through a myriad of blood tests to determine whether or not you have a mineral deficiency. The best way is just to add some more minerals to your body and see what happens. And X2O Plus would be a great way to do that. Any other thoughts you have on that, Dr. T?
Just a couple of quick things. And, you know, I always go back to this, you know, what is health? Health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. I say that rather quickly, but you really, once you grasp that, if your thumb would turn green when your body became too acidic, you would know it's time to take X2O, but it doesn't. Your swimming pool will do that, but your body doesn't. This calcium, magnesium is the same thing, or any of the trace minerals. By the time you have the symptom, the horse is out of the gate and down the road. I've used this analogy so many times that I have the average 40-year-old woman that comes into my office. I do an X-ray on, and one of the first questions they ask me is, you know, do I have any osteoporosis or osteopenia, which is the beginning softening of the bone? And here's what's interesting. Over 80% of the cases, I say, no, you do not. They say, great. I say, no. They say, why? How come that's not great? Because the bone has to be over 30% gone before I see it on a plain film. It's not about the symptom. It's about your health. I would love for you to stretch, do your stretches. Well, I would get people up in the morning, and I would say, okay, I want you to do these 10 to 20 stretches, cross-knee chest stretch and all that for low back pain. What I realized is I was probably wasting 15 to 18 of those exercises because for a 140-pound person, they create 650 pounds of shock through the ankles, knees, hips, spine, every step they take. It's called cumulative stress. Now, how many steps do you all think you take in an average day, and especially those that you that work on concrete? That's a lot of steps. That's a lot of compression. So what I did is started changing my regime of exercise, saying, look, let's just do two cross-knee chest stretches, but let's do them 3 to 5 times minimum throughout the day, because it helps with that cumulative stress. This calcium magnesium thing, hugely important. Not important for you guys to know, but just to know your Zuma company, Ken, Ron, Zach, all the guys back there at the office, they are doing tremendously good work talking about this hydrogen. It's been out there. I remember hearing about it years and years ago, but sort of weaned away. And it's a great marketing tool, and they've come back, and they are right with the pieces of answer. But before you jump off on some other new product somewhere, you might want to check your Zuma Home Office just to get their thoughts on it. I am so proud of all the work they've done. This X2O thing is just an unbelievable life changer for people if they could just understand it and tell people, give it 30 to 90 days. The reality is, in 7 to 10 days, they're going to start noticing a change. But really try to get them committed to any of those products. Take your time and look at the literature that Ken's sending you out, because it's very explicit on what it is, what it does, and it will explain to you why the importance. And it's so powerful because of this demineralization throughout the day. One final thing, you don't think taking these minerals throughout the day are important? I tell people it's no different than me telling you, okay, look, I really want you to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. I want you to have 100 ounces of water throughout your day and snacks in between your meals. But listen, instead of doing that throughout the day into the evening, I want you to do all that at 5:30 in the morning when you get up. Just eat all your breakfast, lunch, dinner, drink all your water. See, it's the same amount, but it doesn't work as effectively in the body than as you do spreading it out through the day. So the power of understanding that, number one. And number two, now with this new product, this X2O Plus, I am over the moon because I'm telling you, we see about 40 new patients every single month. We see a couple of 100, 250 visits a week. We're kind of busy. But I take time with every one of them, and I ask them about those symptoms. I mean, because it could be something little. It starts over, let's say, my sister, for example, starts with a muscle twitch of her eye. Just something little that barely noticeable. Other people, a peckle twitch. And other people, they'll start getting a little spasm. And some people say their feet feel like they're clawing at nighttime. Any of these things are beginning and advanced signals that you're demineralizing at a very high rate. So there's much more to say about this. I'm very excited about these new products. I'm very excited about the information with the hydrogen that we have in our natural product X2O. And again, I'm very blessed that Zuma has allowed me to be a part of them just like you are. So you have a great company, especially for your new people. Please do your research. Listen to some of these calls that are already taped. There's a lot of good information on there. And Dr. Marsh, again, thank you for all your very hard work, especially on this new line. I'm very excited about it, if you couldn't tell. I'll try to get more up next time.
Ken, I appreciate that, Dr. T. And hey, guys, as you know, this is always our mission on this call, is to give you information that's useful, that's valuable, that you can put into practice in your own life. But again, hopefully you'll share it with others. I promise you there are lots of people around you who are mineral deficient. And especially if those are people who are not interested in drinking a lot of water or won't drink a lot of water, they may not be able to get everything they need from an X2O sachet. That's where a product like the new X2O Plus can be really helpful to those folks. So I hope you'll take that information, put it to use. And as always, I want to encourage you to keep tuning into these calls. Remember, first and third Thursday, every single month is when we have these. I encourage you to come on back and learn more in just 2 more weeks from now. So until then, thanks for listening in, guys. Appreciate you being here. And we'll talk to you real soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. Good night, everybody.